When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, I want to turn your attention to Acts, the 9th chapter. This chapter is a very cardinal chapter, inasmuch as in it is enshrined the conversion of St. Paul, who was such an adversary and enemy of the gospel. Now, we are going to begin at this point, when the Lord said to Ananias, in the 10th verse, "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For, behold, he prayeth, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight." God could see that this great enemy of the gospel was praying. So God notices those who pray. One of the first things that God taught me right from my conversion is prayer. You know, prayer actually is like breathing. You know, the man who does not pray, the woman who does not pray, has got spiritual tuberculosis. It's dying. The spiritual lungs are dying. Why is it that we can't pray? Psalm 66 and verse 18. "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear my prayer." You know, we have our traditions and tastes, and we get into some of these funny ideas. You know, people go around tasting this and tasting that. And one of the friends said to me, 13 years of his life he spent in New Age. New Age is nothing, there's nothing new about it. It is some kind of crude concoction of ancient superstitions and heathen philosophies. And you know, people like to say, hey, New Age. You know, I've had to deal with a lot of people along the road. But one thing, I never did have to argue with anybody. There's no point in arguing and debating. Truth is so strong and solid that everything breaks before it. The Word of God. You know, it's the Word of God that abides. The promises of God. All these things, you know, which people claim are the writings from God. You know, to be able to write from God, you need to have a clean heart and a pure conscience. Many of these religions, which people speak of today are nothing but, it's just a kind of speculation. No, we can't live on speculations and imaginations. Here, as Paul was going on his way to Damascus, you can imagine, he said, I am going to pull down everything that rises against Judaism, the law of Moses, and whatever. But what did he see? He saw on the way to Damascus a light which shined round about him, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? You know, many of us imagine we are doing great things for God. We are doing this and we're doing that. But you know, I always feel what I am doing is very tiny, so small, so little, nothing to talk about really. But on the contrary, I say the Lord is doing it. He is working. And when I see the Lord working, then I am thrilled. You know, maybe some of you may be very happy and flattered when everybody looks at you. What's the point in anybody looking at us? Today they see us bright and happy, and tomorrow they will see us white as a sheet in the casket. What's the good of that? They must see the Lord. Sometimes when people have come and said to me, you know, we saw the Lord on the platform. The Lord on the platform. I was thrilled. I said, that's it. I want it that way. And I should not obscure God, the Lord Jesus, on the platform. Yes, folks, here when Saul encountered the Lord, fell down in the dust of the road and said, who art thou, Lord? The poor man was completely wrong. You know, we should be very sad when churches go wrong. Suddenly people veer off in a wrong doctrine and everybody follows it. You know, folks, the Word of God is clear. We must learn to go to the Word of God. And here, Ananias was rather terrified, you know, when he heard that he must go and pray for Saul. 13th verse, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name. He is here to imprison us. He is here to drag us into prison. And you want me to go and pray for him? What did the Lord reply? 15th verse, the Lord said unto him, go your way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And you know what follows? I like it very much. For I will show him how great honor I have got for him. Does your Bible say that? What does your Bible say? I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. You see, that's what we don't like, isn't it? We can like it all soft and comfortable and padded. No. I will show him what great things he must suffer for my sake. See, my dear friends, all through my life, I made it a kind of policy to go to places which were hard. And before I could send people there to these tough places, I very often preferred to go there first myself. You know, people run to the soft places. But here, what was Paul told? Or about Paul, the Lord said, I will show him what great things, what great sufferings there are ahead for him, for my name's sake. Children, you must not get the idea, oh my, it's tough to be a Christian. Listen, what did Jesus say? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You know, we ought not to be going around as though, like old Atlas, we are bearing the whole globe on our shoulders. No. We must learn to cast our burdens upon him, for he careth for us. That's what I do. If I try to carry all these burdens that people bring to me, their sorrows and stuff, well, I won't last very long. It's not possible, humanly speaking, for us to carry all these weights. We like to carry them. We kind of miss them, you know. If there's nothing to worry about, we worry about the weather. You know, folks, there must be something to bother us, something for us to worry about. And so there we are. You know, today, in Christian work, you will find some people are very competitive. So, when at the university, we started a little prayer group. And the prayer group, where did we go? We went right out into the grounds, the huge grounds of the university college. And there were some bushes, thorny bushes. Not even a little carpet there, just we would kneel on the bare, hard ground. Snakes and scorpions going about, but that did not bother us. We would get lost in prayer. I will show him what great things he must suffer for me.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.